The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions.
It goes now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, you're a pretty active guy on the sidelines. Does that help your team?
I'm just me. I don't know if that's animated, active. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm just me. I just coach my team the way I feel I need to coach my team and do it our own way, and that's all you can do. Everybody has their own way of coaching. I know this. Our whole staff coaches in a very, very positive way. We always use ways to be able to educate, inspire, motivate, fire up our team the way we feel like they need to be able to do that. And they need that. So I think we just coach our team the way we need to coach our team, and we are who we are.
Coach, who are some of your mentors, and were they like you are?
Well, there's always guys that are like you, a little bit like you. Then there's guys that are so much not like you. And then there's so many guys that are far to the other side, not like you as well. But I'd say Jim Tressel, who, again, probably didn't have that, he was a little bit more subdued on the sideline, or he was a little bit, his personality wasn't the exact same as mine, but I learned so much from him. Just care about everything, care about that player. Everything you do in your program is about those players. And that's what Jim Tressel taught me. And then Greg Schiano, I guess, would be on the opposite end of that spectrum. And he taught me how to demand and motivate and inspire people. And he had so much energy, and it kind of matched my energy. We're not the same people, but, so you learn and kind of fit somewhere in between that. Those are a lot of guys that I've spent a lot of time with. Mike Nolan, who was a head coach of mine when I played for the 49ers. You know, there's just been so many people who have influenced my life, and I wouldn't be here without it. You know, I don't have a father who is a head football coach or coached high school football. I'm a sixth grade social studies teacher that got myself around amazing coaches and decided to make that a career because they changed my life forever. Whether that was Joe Novak at Northern Illinois or Joe Thorgerson and Tom Federer at Cainland High School, they made me fall in love with education, teaching the game of football, and how that can connect with life. So I guess those are the guys that have really, again, inspired me and made me want to be a coach and influenced my life daily.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Carter after the game, and he had a statement kind of about the D-line and any success that he has comes from the rest of the D-line. Obviously, I'd imagine that you take a lot of pride in him saying that, but it's also kind of a bearing out of the production. So first, what did you think of the comments, and then what do you need to see out of the D-line going forward over this last month?
Well, first of all, you know, we define family as forget about me, I love you. You know, this isn't about just individuals. This isn't, you know, for Carter Coughlin to be able to have one-on-one battles, a lot of other people have to take up two blocks. The way our defensive scheme is set, we do everything we can to be able to free people up and get one-on-one battles as much as we possibly can and dictate to protection schemes the best we possibly can. And he is just such a tremendous player that when your best players play really well, you want to continue to give them the opportunity to be singled up. So a lot of guys next to him have to be able to sacrifice, you know, having two people on them, not getting to the quarterback as fast or even getting to the quarterback and just having to keep the quarterback in the pocket, setting the edge, creating that push from the middle to be able to have for him to even have that success. He's a very selfless player. You know, this program is about teaching young men that this is about all of us connected together, not just one individual. And we have to continue to think that way, and we have to continue to play that way. And I think they're starting to realize that, you know, that this is a very selfless program and organization, and we want to make our lives about other people, not just in the community, but on the football field. And I think, Carter's a great example of what we want our program to look like.
Thanks, PJ.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Indianapolis Star Tribune.
Yeah, hi, PJ. Do you have an update on the running back situation, specifically with Shannon Brooks and Mohamed Ibrahim?
Yeah, it doesn't look like Shannon will play at this point. But the injury he suffered, when you look at Muhammad Ibrahim, looks like he will be back. And so kind of exchange those two. Nothing's set in stone yet. Nothing's final, but it's getting closer to that. But Muhammad Ibrahim looks like he'll return. He practiced today. Shannon did not practice today. Bryce Williams will play. Nothing happened to him in that game. So those are the two running backs. And, you know, Femi Cole will also be available as well.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is a follow-up from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, what's your road game routine when you guys go, like when you come to Champaign? What do you like to do the day of the game and when you get here and that kind of stuff?
Well, it just depends on what time the game is. You know, we'll roll into town, we'll go right to the hotel, we'll have dinner. And then we'll have our meetings that we need to have, special teams, offense and defense meetings. We have a team meeting at night. And then, you know, I always do bed check and do some things with our players. And they have a yoga routine. They've got a stretching routine. They got a pool routine they do prior to going to bed that they do just to be able to, you know, relax the muscles and things like that. So and then the morning of the game, you know, we have breakfast like every other football team. And then we usually have a captain's breakfast call. We have a speaker that comes in that is usually a former player that's living in the area somewhere around there that comes in, talks to us. And then we have a walkthrough, and then we kind of get rolling in terms of game prep.
Coach, Illinois has got a new defensive coordinator, I guess, is Lovie. RJ Nickerson left this week, just resigned. Does that change what you guys do at all or not?
You know, we've got to worry about us. You know, we've got to be able to put our best product on the field come Saturday that we have all year. That's the way we've approached every game. And we've talked about even dividing the first season, the first six games, and the second part. And we're 1-1 in the second season, and our team's growing up. They're getting better every day. That's a very, very young football team, and they're growing up every single day. But, you know, I know that, you know, what Lovey's going to do, I'm sure there's going to be things that change because it's based on personality. Just somebody calling the game differently than people that have been doing it over the course of the last, you know, few years. But it's hard to be able to change schemes. It's hard to be able to change complete defenses in a week when the kids know something and know terminology. But I do know there'll be new wrinkles. We do know there'll be little changes that Lovey will have ready for us. And we got to be ready to adjust and react to those things as they come our way. But, you know, we've got a game plan, basically, of what we've seen, and we've got to trust that process.
Thanks again, Coach.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it, brother. Sky Mago Gophers, thank you.